My name is Henry Emmerly, and I am a senior in cell and structural biology and psychology. I've been involved for the last 3 years with the Progressive Resource Action Cooperative in the movement to retire the chief. The chief is wrong in the same way that any racist stereotype is. Namely, it serves to marginalize, trivialize, and disrespect those it pretends to represent, regardless of claimed intent. The argument has been made today that without the chief, University of Illinois students would not be able to know anything about Native American, and specifically Illini culture. But how can I learn about the true Native history from a fictitious and mythological character? Why is it that in my 5 years on this campus that I haven't taken a class in the Department of Native American Studies? Possibly because there is no such department. Why isn't there a Native American cultural house? Why aren't there Native American faculty? Why are there so few Native American students? The chief has created such a hostile campus climate that Native students don't want to come here. It's tragic that the university has chosen racist and demeaning halftime entertainment to educate its students on the history of Native Americans. The chief is a gross misrepresentation that negatively affects all people. In light of what Native Americans and community members have said today and have been saying over the years, I request that the board reconsider statements that they have made in the past, such as a quote from Gerald W. Shea, quoted in the News Gazette, March 5th, 1999. I just think it's a good thing. I've not seen any Native American groups raising any big outcry. And Susan Gravenhorst, in 1997. I still feel that if I were a Native American person, I would be complimented. We have taken a particular person from a particular group and edified him, and everyone thinks so highly of him. And I think that this would be a source of pleasure to you. These statements not only show the board's complete disregard for the real impact of the issue, but also violate the university's own policies. And here I quote from page one of the Code on Campus Affairs. The University of Illinois claims commitment to foster programs within the law which will ameliorate or eliminate, where possible, the effects of historic societal discrimination, to comply fully in all university activities and programs with applicable federal and state laws relating to non-discrimination and equal opportunity. It is clear from the testimony of Native Americans and community members today that the chief is both a historic and continuing societal discrimination and honors no one. It's obvious that the board has ignored their commitment to the university and the community for the last 74 years. The fact that the chief still exists is an insult to what the university claims to stand for. Thank you.